Well, welcome to this week's episode of The Space in Between. I'm your host, Blake Melnick, and as we mentioned in our last episode, it's now getting time to pass the jam. For the past month or so, we've been playing songs from our current artist in residence, Heather Gemmell, for all the intros and outros to our episodes. Now, we'll be playing all of these songs in their entirety, and I get to play DJ. I hope you've enjoyed Heather's music as much as I have. I've loved playing her tunes on the show because they're beautifully suited to establishing the right mood for each of the episodes. Heather is a terrific talent, a multi-instrument, nuanced player with great vocal range and tonality. And the timing for this episode is perfect. Heather is about to release her record in July, containing all the tunes we've been playing, plus a few more, so we'll let you know when that record is released and provide you with a link to purchase it through our Facebook show page, For What It's Worth, the podcast series, and our show blog, forwhatitsworthpodcast.com. Heather is also in the running for the CBC's Searchlight Talent Contest for her song, North Star is Burning, about the selfish act of arson that disabled the chairlift at the Kimberley Alpine Resort this past winter, significantly impacting the economy of the town. Here is your opportunity to really listen to her music. So kick back, sync your phone or computer to your stereo, your Bluetooth speaker, or just slap on your headphones and have a listen to Long-Haired Country Girl, the set list, For What It's Worth. The first song on our set list is called Black Queen, a rocking blues tune. The song was inspired by Annie Duke, author and world-famous female poker player. And here's what Heather has to say about Annie Duke and the Black Queen.
I'm singing it as if she's walking into a room and I'm observing her. She's very successful in the poker playing world, and I always thought it was pretty cool to have a woman at the table because they're a minority at the final table of the World Series of Poker. She influenced that song. Powerful, strong female role.
It's your average night. The streets are lit up bright. Neon buzzing like a bee. And the sounds in the woods beeping and blaring too. The booze is flowing like the spring stream. Yeah, and it's the playground and everybody's got the game face. Ooh, yeah. Well, she walks into a crowd in a room. What a sight. She don't follow a recipe, but she's got something cooking tonight. Ah, yeah. Oh, Well, she takes a seat, yeah, chips up on money, posts her blind with a smile. Yeah, she's acting cool, asks the rule, fresh the rule.
Thank you.
you will. She'll make you choke. She'll suck you in with a smile. Her eyes alone run and wild. Nothing but trouble for you. She'll let you bleed till she's
That was Black Queen. Next up is an instrumental track called For Old Time's Sake, which features Heather on banjo.
Thank you.
That was for old time's sake. Next up on our playlist is a song called Departed Son.
So Departed Son was going to be our wedding vow song. So the Departed Son sounds like somebody that's maybe left this world. But really what it means is my husband and his family grew up in Cache Creek and Ashcroft. So they're a BC born family. But all of his family have moved to Alberta just close to when he was graduating. And they all ended up staying out in Alberta. And Nick was the one that wanted to stay in BC. So he moved back to BC and he's the departed son.
Departed son, are you done running? 'Cause this world feels just like a wheel spinning you around. Departed son, were you soul searching? Or were you just looking for a piece of solid ground? Ooh. Departed son, you can untie them laces, holster your peace, 'cause you'll find quiet in this mountain town. Departed son, was it the past you were chasing? The present's a gift I'll wrap for you in this heart of mine. You're one and only, the one you could bet your bottom dollar in the farm on. I'll be your one, I'll be your gravity, the one hold you gently to this solid ground. Ooh. Departed son, I'll be your dancing partner, or I could be the volume knob when the music gets too loud. Departed son, I'll be the lighthouse on God's rocky shore. Keep sight of me, I'll steer you through the shallows. Ooh.
I really liked Departed Son. For me, it had shades of Emmylou Harris from Wrecking Ball, particularly the song she did with Steve Earle called Goodbye. Next on our playlist is a song called Ghost Town. Now, I have to say this may have been my favorite track that we've played on the show. It fits so well with the backstory of Robert Johnson in our series In the Company of Readers and Writers and the story of the old guitar. It was just a beautiful song. It complemented that episode so well. So here's what Heather has to say about Ghost Town.
I was a truck driver laborer, and I spent a lot of time in our graveyard. And the Parks Department buries people. We dig the hole, we fill in the holes, we put the sod back, and we just try to make the cemetery look pretty. So I spent a lot of time maintaining a cemetery. I did a lot of the filling in of the cremation graves. So anyway, with my genre of music, I figured it was about time to write a grave digging song sung through the eyes of somebody digging and filling in the graves.
Over the tracks down a dusty road, past where them gravel trucks unload, through the stone wall gates the grass grows green, where the living visit on bended knee. Stack them double high so lovers can sleep. Bury ashes in that shallow ground. Lower them caskets 6 feet down. Some fall head first into the deepest south. Others they rise into the northern. And those that get lost on a route, well, they reside in this ghost town. We place the concrete stones down at their feet. The epitaphs I sometimes read. I tread a little bit lighter. Friends of mine who checked out before their time. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So fall head first into the deepest south. Others their eyes up to the northern clouds. And those that get lost on a route, they reside.
That was Ghost Town. I should point out that on Heather's soon-to-be-released new record, Ghost Town is an instrumental track. So we'll play that instrumental version on the outro to today's show. Next up is One Light Town, about life and love in a small mountain village.
That song was written a long time ago, but I wanted to add in one of my old tunes. It's sung through the eyes of my dog, Charlie. It's basically about the story of how we met. And Nick and I had just gotten out of two different relationships. So we were both a little delicate at the time, but we couldn't pass each other up at the moment. So that's what One Light Town's about.
The treads talking through the pads on my feet. Never tasted water sweeter than from Cherry Creek. When Mama gets home, it's off to the flume, jumping to the middle where the water's cool. The sun's sitting down on the St. Mary. Hear this evening hatch gently humming. The caddis flies swarm like a cloud, and I can hear them buzzing. What a beautiful sound. Living in this one light town, you can run for miles and no fence surrounds my one light town. Welcome to our one light town. The stars burn brighter when the sun goes down on this one light town. In this one light town, that made me the lucky dog to show you around this one light.
British Columbia has been plagued by one climate disaster after another. We had the floods this past fall and winter, the heat dome the summer before, and the constant threat of raging forest fires. Anyone that lives within a community that is threatened by these fires knows just how stressful it can be. Evacuation orders, fear of losing one's home. They can't see, they can't breathe. The next song is called Smoky Mountain Blues and expresses the fear and frustration that people have that live within these communities. Our next song is called Resting Place. I love this song. It seems like the juxtaposition to Smoky Mountain Blues. Whereas Smoky Mountain Blues has that feeling of frustration with the atmosphere, the climate, the claustrophobia resulting from the fire and the smoke, Resting Place seems like quite the opposite. It seems like there's a degree of resignation, or at least acceptance, that amongst all these horrible things that might go on in the world, that there is a resting place for us all.
That's right. You nailed it. Yeah. So I wrote that during the 2016 election had already happened, and we're just paying a lot of attention to the news, the American news and world news.
Sure.
And the geopolitical climate of the time. I call it resting place my apocalyptic love song. So it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. As long as you're going down with the one you love, then everything should be okay.
The final tune on our set list is called North Star is Burning. The song wasn't played on any episodes of For What It's Worth, so it's a new song to many of you, but it's the song that Heather wrote about the burning of the chairlift at the Kimberley Alpine Ski Resort. Rumor has it the chairlift was burned by arsonists, who also burned down a number of other buildings in town. They did this out of frustration and anger stemming from restrictions surrounding the pandemic. The burning of the chairlift had a huge economic impact on the city of Kimberley and on the people that lived there. This is also the song that Heather submitted for the CBC Searchlight Talent Contest. And I believe there's at least one day left where you can still vote for the song and for Heather. So check out our website and I'll put a link in our show notes so you can go ahead and vote. I hope you like this song as much as I did. I think it's really great. Well worth your vote. Here's North Star is Burning.
night in a mountain town. Darkness fell as the snow floats down. Devil was waiting in between the trees with a matchbook and some gasoline. The world's divided into right and left, and the bystanders and the anarchists. No angels left here to stand on guard while evil rips through the faint of heart of heart, through the faint of heart. Mountain is burning through the wind and snow. Hidden billows of smoke rise. Town sleeping below. Oh, our star is burning. Flames light up the sky. A heartbeat of the town flickers out by the pale moonlight. No snow cat climbs gonna ease our pain while the arsonist hasn't got a name. We'll ride a mile on a rail, he can take his turn. Set fire to his house and he can watch it burn, it burn. He can watch it burn. Billows of smoke rise. Town sleeping below. Oh, North Star's on fire. Flames light up the sky. Your heartbeat of the town flickers out by the pale moonlight. Sleeping below. Oh, oh, no stars on fire. Flames light up the sky. I beat on the town. Figures out on the moonlight. Heartbeat in the town. Figures out by the pale moonlight. Heartbeat in the town. Figures out by the pale moonlight.
This concludes this week's episode of The Space in Between, A Long-Haired Country Girl, The Set List, with my guest, Heather Gemmell. Heather will be joining me as my co-host next week for the official passing of the jam to an exciting new artist. You're going to love this episode, so make sure you tune in. We're going to wrap up with the instrumental version of Ghost Town by Heather Gemmell, for what it's worth.